Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that's been weighing on many parents' hearts lately. Your little one says they're not creative. Maybe they won't pick up crayons, or they refuse to sing along, or they say no thank you to drama class. And I can feel how much this worries you, because you want your child to experience the joy and wonder of creative expression. First, let me tell you something important. You are doing beautifully. Your child is doing beautifully. And what's happening right now? It's completely, wonderfully, perfectly normal. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this magical age of 5 and 6. This is such a fascinating time in your child's development. Their little brains are growing so fast, and with that growth comes something unexpected. They're starting to compare themselves to others. They're beginning to notice that some friends draw differently, or sing differently, or move differently than they do. And sometimes, that awareness can feel overwhelming. Here's the truth that research shows us, and it's so beautiful. When your child says they're not creative, they're not telling you about their abilities. They're telling you about their feelings. They might be feeling uncertain. They might be worried about making mistakes. They might have tried something once and it didn't turn out the way they imagined, and now they're protecting their heart from that disappointment. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Creativity isn't a talent you're born with or without. It's a confidence you build, one gentle experience at a time. And right now, your child is in a critical learning phase about self-expression and what it means to try new things. Dr. Mate Gary Gordabil from the University of the Basque Country spent 20 years studying how children develop creative confidence. And you know what she discovered? When children participate in playful, low-pressure creative experiences, their creative self-concept grows beautifully. Their emotional stability improves. Their willingness to try new things blossoms like flowers in spring. The key, my friend, is something the research calls process-oriented experiences. That means we celebrate the doing, not the final product. We celebrate the exploration, the experimentation, the trying. We celebrate the purple mixed with the green, even if it makes brown. We celebrate the off-key singing, because singing is about joy, not perfection. We celebrate the silly dramatic voices, because play is where creativity lives. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something wonderful. Children develop creative confidence when adults focus on exploration rather than outcomes. When we say, "Tell me about what you made," instead of, "What is it supposed to be?" When we say, "I love how you're experimenting with those colors," instead of, "That doesn't look quite right," every word we choose either builds their confidence or chips away at it. And here's something that might surprise you. Creativity and curiosity are deeply connected in young children. When we support one, we naturally strengthen the other. So when your child is curious about how a bug walks, or why the sky changes colors, or what happens when you mix all the paints together, that curiosity is creativity in action. So what can you do, my wonderful friend? How can you help your child rediscover the creative confidence that's already inside them, just waiting to bloom? First, create a judgment-free zone. Let them know that in your home, there's no such thing as doing art wrong, or singing wrong, or moving wrong. There's only exploring and discovering and trying. You might say something like, "In our family, we believe everyone is creative in their own special way. Let's discover your way together." Second, join them in the mess. And I mean that literally. Get your hands in the paint. Sing the silly songs. Make up ridiculous stories together. When they see you being playful and imperfect, it gives them permission to be playful and imperfect too. You're modeling that creativity is about joy, not judgment. Third, offer choices without pressure. Instead of saying, "Let's do art now," you might say, "I'm going to be at the table with some art supplies if you'd like to join me." Or, "I'm going to put on some music and dance around the kitchen. You're welcome to dance with me if you feel like it." No pressure, just invitation. Fourth, celebrate the process with specific observations. Instead of generic praise like, "Good job, try," "I notice you used so many different colors in this corner," or "I heard you trying out different rhythms with that drum," or "You really thought carefully about which costume to choose." These specific observations show them you're paying attention to their exploration, not judging their results. And here's something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. Stories can be such gentle helpers in this journey. When children see characters in stories trying new things, making mistakes, and discovering their own unique gifts, It opens up possibilities in their own hearts. We have a story in the Book of Inara called The Canvas That Remembered Dreams. It's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover a magical art studio where blank canvases show faint, shimmering images of dreams. What I love about this story is how it teaches that creativity comes from within, that everyone has their own unique way of seeing and expressing, that philosophical thinking and strategic thinking are both creative gifts, that imagination is powerful and sacred. When Theo and Miles touch the canvas and see those dreamlike images appear, children watching learn something beautiful. Creativity is already inside them. It just needs the right environment to emerge. It needs safety. It needs playfulness. It needs someone who believes in them. After you share this story with your child, you might create your own exploration together. Maybe you set up a simple art space with different materials and say, "I wonder what we'll discover today." Maybe you have a silly song session where you make up ridiculous lyrics together. Maybe you put on a puppet show where the puppets can be as silly or serious as they want to be. The goal isn't to create little artists or musicians or actors. The goal is to help your child discover that they have a unique voice, a unique way of seeing the world, a unique way of expressing what's in their heart. And that, my friend, is what creativity truly is. Remember, this phase where they're saying they're not creative, it's temporary. It's normal. It's part of them figuring out who they are and what they enjoy. Your job isn't to force them into creative activities. Your job is to keep the door open, keep the invitation warm, and keep believing in the creative spirit that lives in every child. Some children express creativity through building with blocks, some through making up elaborate stories, some through organizing their toys in interesting patterns, some through asking deep questions about how the world works. Creativity wears so many different faces, and your child's creative expression might look different than you expected. And that's not just okay, that's wonderful. The Magic Book and I want you to know this. Your child is creative. They're learning, they're growing, they're discovering. And with your gentle support, your playful invitation, and your unwavering belief in them, their creative confidence will bloom in its own perfect time. You're doing such important work, my friend. You're raising a human being. You're nurturing a spirit. You're helping a little person discover who they are and what they love. And that is the most creative act of all. The Book of Inara is here to support you on this journey. We have stories that celebrate different kinds of creativity, stories that show characters trying new things and discovering their gifts, stories that remind children and parents that everyone has something special to offer the world. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Keep believing in your child's unique creative spirit. Keep offering gentle invitations. Keep celebrating the process, and watch as their confidence grows, one playful moment at a time, with love and starlight, Inara.